The book of Ruth ends in chapter 4, verse 13 to 17, speaks of a celebration. What it is that caused the community to join in this celebration? Let me read to you from verse 13 to 17 of chapter 4. So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife. And when he went into her, the Lord gave her conception, and she bore a son. Then the women said to Naomi, "Blessed be the Lord, who has not left you this day without a close relative, and may his name be famous in Israel. And may he be to you a restorer of life and a nourisher of your old age. For your daughter-in-law who loves you, who is better to you than seven sons, has borne him." Then Naomi took the child and laid him on her bosom and became a nurse to him. Also, the neighbor women gave him a name, saying, "There is a son born to Naomi," and they called his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David. What a contrast to the end of this stimulating book when compared to the first chapter, where Naomi is returning home with a new identity. "Called me Mara," she said, "for the Lord has dealt bitterly with me." It is most encouraging to note that where God is involved in the lives of broken people, bitter people, and empty people, in partnership with the faith community, these people can be restored of that which they had lost. Today, we are called to have a celebration, to join in a celebration of the transformation of these two persons' lives. Today, God has called his community to recognize that as long as we are prepared to work with him, to partner with him, then those who come to our communities broken, empty, and bitter can be restored to his praise and to his glory. So here we find the community coming to join Naomi and Ruth in a great celebration. What were they celebrating? What it is that caused them to lift their voices, lift their hands, and shout with joy to God on that particular day? I put it to you today that they were celebrating God, because God had proven to this community that his promises are true. God has promised that he will never leave us, that he will always be closer to us than a brother. God promises that those who are diligently searching, seeking for him, will find him. And he made himself available. His presence was evident in community and among his people. His presence was there to comfort and console these two aching hearts. These two widows came mourning. God was their comfort. He became to them a comforter. It is encouraging, therefore, to say to those who come to our community broken, mourning, that they will find God, a God who will make himself evident among them and comfort them during their time of bereavement. They were celebrating not only the promise reflecting in the presence of God, but they were celebrating the provisions of God. Naomi and Ruth came to Bethlehem empty-handed. They brought nothing. Without the support and care of the community, they would have starved to death. But God, in his gracious provision, created a community reflected in the life and experience of Boaz, to ensure that those who were in need were cared for. Their generosity and kindness is here being celebrated as God provided through them to satisfy the needs of both Naomi and Ruth. Empty-handed they came, but they were not ignored. God's people cared for them. The celebration was not just about God's promise or his provisions, but it was also about God's power. God has the ability to reverse the circumstances of our lives. Yes, Jesus has taught us that with God, all things are possible. That which seemed as though it is beyond repair, that which seemed as though it is ready to be thrown away, God, in this experience of Ruth and Naomi, took their broken vessels and he mended them. He restored them to that place where the songwriters celebrate this restoration. He says, a vessel of honor I am today, and it is all because Jesus didn't throw this clay away. I ask the church, therefore, to join in the celebration of Almighty God, who gives us precious promises, who makes his provisions available to us, and to celebrate his mighty transforming power. During this month, we considered the responsibility of the faith community to contemplate, develop, and deploy ministries of restoration, to provide healing to those who are broken, bitter, and empty, to provide them with an opportunity, a space in which they can encounter God and his people and be healed. Today, having looked at this book of Ruth, we can agree that irrespective of the circumstances that cause people to be broken, bitter, and empty, we affirm that God has made provisions for the community of faith to deploy to ensure healing for broken people. We looked at how the community was sensitive and supportive in their interactions with Naomi. That interaction enabled her to be restored. We saw how God, through Boaz and his community, extended care, compassion, affirmation, and acceptance to restore Ruth. We saw how God, in his character as provider, protector, mentor, and comforter, revealed himself to Ruth and vindicated her commitment to him when she declared to Naomi, "Entreat me not from following after you, for wheresoever thou go, I will go. Your people shall be my people, your God shall be my God. I pray that such a declaration will become the reality in our church communities as we work for the restoration of broken, bitter, empty people. To God be the glory. Amen.